Right, this morning, after a week of Bradford being thrust into the spotlight for all the wrong reasons, I'm happy to report some positive news coming from the city. Bradford Live, the developers, have revealed that the venue is on course to open at the start of 2018. And our reporter Charles Heslett is out in the heart of Bradford for us this morning. Hello, Charles.
That's right, I'm down in City Square with a lovely fountain spraying at the moment, just avoided getting a drenching. Pavilion Cafe in front of me, I can see the ice skating rink, National Media Museum, all bathed in sunshine with a lovely blue sky outside. You've got the Alhambra again looking resplendent, and right next door to it is, if I'm honest, Paul, a bit of a carbuncle at the moment. You've got the Twin Towers of the Odeon Cinema, but they're swathed in scaffolding at the moment. Blue netting on the outside, probably to stop the workers falling out or the pigeons getting in. And it's a bit of a sorry sight, but it's certainly a bit of hope for the future. And of course, the Odeon goes back to the 1930s originally, on the site of the old Whittaker's Brewery on Goodwin Street. The new Victoria was born. This was purpose-built venue, and it was the idea being it was to sort of like complement the Alhambra Theatre next door. You had a ballroom, a restaurant, 3,000 capacity cinema, all looked very good. And it was just at the time when silent films were becoming talkies, and you got the first film that was shown there was Barnyard Concert, a Mickey Mouse special. Anyway, the 1950s came, and the cinema was converted, moving with the times, and it became the Gaumont. Live music, including, of course, Buddy Holly, rock and roll, Bill Haley and the Comets. And then into the 60s, and then you got the real big names there, the Everly Brothers, Bo Diddley, Tom Jones, even the Rolling Stones, and a little-known band you may have heard of at the time, the Beatles. They actually supported Helen Shapiro there. Anyway, fast forward to 1968, and it sold on to the Odeon Cinemas, and they pretty much took custody of it for the next few decades, coming up to the 90s. Now, unfortunately, then it sort of went into a bit of disrepair, and for a good decade now, it's been lying unused and a bit of a sort of blot on the landscape in the centre of Bradford, especially now that you've got such a lovely development surrounding it. Anyway, so we fast forward to today, and here's a bit more history from Jenny about what's going to happen with Bradford Live, who've taken it over from the council for the princely sum of £1.
Well, a lot's happened since we had the decision in December last year. It doesn't feel like it was only 6 months ago. The council have continued their works with the initial strip-outs of the internal cinemas and the seats and things. Externally, the dome repairs have just taken place, and we've managed to salvage the original flagpoles, which we're hoping to send off to get repaired, so we can get them back on the building as one of the original features. The dome internal structuring works have all taken place now, so that's all the activity that's going up on the roof, so it's all going forward nicely. We've had a lot of internal works done with the structure and the timber experts, making sure we can get in, everything's sound, that we're all happy with. You know, there's nothing hidden that's jumped out at us, so we're happy with the way things are going, everything's progressing nicely. We are on track with everything, so whilst it looks like things are a bit quiet on the ground at the moment, there's a lot happening in the background, getting all the funding secured and everything in place, so we're all just really working hard to hit our achievement date of the first half of 2018, which is the date that we're still focusing on. So, you know, in the first initial few months of 2018, that's where we're working towards, and we're still on track for that. So nothing's cropped up to say otherwise. We receive a lot of support. We have a lot of well wishers, and everyone's very enthusiastic about it. Everybody falls in love with the building the more they see it, and everybody wants to get inside it. And that's one thing we are heavily focused on, in trying to get this building open so we can get people back inside and relive the building themselves.
So that brings us up to the present date. And by the side of me at the moment, I've got David Wilson. He's the director of the Bradford UNESCO City of Film. They're based in Little Germany, but he also liaises closely with the National Media Museum. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Lovely day to see Bradford in all its resplendent resurgence, if you like. Why is it so important that the Odeon is brought back to its splendour?
I think, you know, obviously its place in the city's film heritage is really important. The fact that it used to be one of the biggest cinemas in Europe, a 3,000-seater. But bearing in mind, of course, that was before the days of television. And we now have 3 fantastic cinemas across the way at the National Media Museum and 12 screens up at Cineworld. So the fact that it's been kind of recycled, if you like, and brought back as a live music venue in a city that is famous for film and its film heritage, but also used to be a real good music city. So it's great that we're giving opportunity for live music to come back to the city in a venue of that kind of scale and that kind of size.
Now, we're hearing that it's not going to be open until probably 2018. I mean, what are your thoughts on its refurbishment?
I don't know the exact detail, but I do know that, you know, change takes time. It took quite a few years to build City Park, and we're starting to reap the rewards of that now. As you'll see later on this afternoon, if you were here, there'll be literally hundreds of young children in the mirror pool. It's brought families back into the city centre. So I'm really excited to see the detailed plans of how it's going to look inside, and certainly excited about City of Film being involved in some way in the future, with all of these type of new venues and new generation projects that are coming up around the city.
Now, you mentioned film, but it's going to be primarily a live music venue. You're in touch with Bradford Live to try and ensure that it still retains and reflects some of its film past. What are you going to do?
Well, we've got quite a collection of film memorabilia and film heritage dating back to sort of film posters from some of the films in the 1960s. I've also managed to salvage, by the way, 100 or so cinema seats that came out of the Odeon, and they're in storage at the moment. So I'm in talks with a few different arts organisations about how we might redeploy them to reflect the city's rich film heritage, perhaps around the city, but that's a project for another time.
Tell me a bit more about that, though. Redeploy them. Give us a little bit of a hint, then, about these cinema seats.
Well, we've instigated a new app that shows film locations around the city and around the wider district. So just last week, I did one of my film walks, and we're working with volunteers to try and encourage people. And we're encouraging the city centre hotels to try and encourage visitors to go look at the locations around the city centre and the wider district. So I'm toying with the idea of whether we could redeploy some of these cinema seats at key film locations. And like I say, it's just at the moment it is a kind of, it's in the thought process. But certainly we've got the interactive app that anyone can access for free, and they can take the film tour of locations around the city centre and around Bradford District. And of course the Odeon is key to that, as is the Alhambra, because it was the site, the location for the Dresser. The National Media Museum was one of the places that, when it was the Palace Theatre, it was one of the first places where films were seen in a theatre setting outside of London. The Lumiere brothers came there in 1896 and screened films there, you know, back in the day when Bradford was really on the up again.
Now, I mean, Bradford's been in the spotlight the last couple of weeks for all the wrong reasons, but this is really something to celebrate, isn't it? The restoration of the Odeon and, if you like, part of Bradford's renaissance and rebirth.
Definitely so, and it's part of a long string, if you like, of regeneration projects. Up on North Parade there, there's what's now been termed as the Independent Quarter, so we've got independent bars and cafes, and it's a real thriving scene, especially on a weekend. And of course, you know, we can't ignore the fact that one of the biggest, well, the biggest, I understand, retail development to be opened this year will be opened on the 5th of November at Broadway Westfield, which again hugely exciting for the city and will bring so many more people into the city. In terms of our film and television production, just this weekend we've had ZTV in town. That's a large Indian television company, and they were here to make a documentary all about food and immigration. And later on this week we'll have BBC Fresh, the Jamie Oliver company, in town talking about Latvian food. So, you know, the film office support those kinds of productions, and they're really excited to see things develop like City Park when people haven't been for some time. They come down on a day like today, and it is really a lovely spectacle.
I mean, it is spectacular. We've got the blue skies, and as I say, the Odeon then, this is the linchpin, is it, to the sort of long-term renaissance of Bradford then?
I think in terms of the city centre, along with Broadway Westfield at the other side of Market Street and City Park, yes, wouldn't it be great in 2018 to see that unveiled as this shiny new live music venue that can complement all the other regeneration initiatives that have gone on around the city centre? Yes, it will complete the set, I think.
And who knows, we may be able to attract the equivalent of the Beatles, maybe one day or the like, if they're still around in 2018, Paul. It certainly bodes well for the future of Bradford.
Sounds exciting. Thank you. That's our reporter Charles Heslett there with David Wilson in the heart of Bradford, talking about the Bradford Odeon that will open its doors once again in 2018.